Well, good evening again. And tonight, like Pastor Canepa mentioned, we're taking a look at the upper room. We're taking a journey with Jesus during this season of Lent and exploring the thoughts and the conversations that he had with his disciples, especially just a few hours before he was sent to be crucified. And so tonight we find ourselves again in that upper room, and Jesus is again with these men that he'd been traveling with and ministering with for 3 years now. 3 years. 3 years of all this time they've spent together, and now this is it. This is the last time they would get to spend together, the last meal they get to share together, the last conversations they would get to have with one another before Jesus is sent to the cross. And the disciples, I know this, you can sense this even in our reading tonight, they know something's up. They can sense it. They know that something's kind of stirring in that room there with Jesus. They know that something is about to happen because they know Jesus. Again, they've been with him for 3 years. 3 years they've been waiting for him to actually do something big. They've been waiting for him to overthrow the Romans, to restore their nation of Israel, to set up shop as king, begin his reign. These disciples, they've been waiting for that. They've been waiting for 3 years for that. And now it's like they can sense it. They know that something big is about to happen, which is why in our reading tonight that you just heard read, that the disciples now are not just talking, not just discussing, but they're actually like arguing with each other over which of them in this kingdom that Jesus is about to establish, which one of them is going to be the greatest. The greatest, because they know. Again, they know something's about to happen, and they know how this world works. They know that if you know the king, you get a good place in the kingdom, right? But only one gets that place of honor. The right-hand man, the second in command, the VP, only one gets to be that most trusted advisor. And which of them is going to be that guy? That's what they're arguing about. I'm just picturing what that room must have been like and what those conversations must have been like. I can just picture Peter, right? Peter speaking up and said, "Hey guys, I mean, come on. I mean, Jesus called me the rock, right? The rock. It's not even a question. I have got to be that guy." Andrew, his brother, pipes up and says, I forget, bro. Was that before or after he called you Satan? Same day though, right?" And Matthew pipes up and says, "You know, forget all of that. I think Jesus is going to need someone that he can really trust with the finances. Someone like a former tax collector, maybe." And Judas pipes up, "Like you? No way. He wouldn't even let you be in charge of the books now. I think that I'm going to be the guy." And Thomas turns to the guys right next to him and says, "I doubt that." John clears his throat and says, "Well, speaking as the disciple whom Jesus loves," and everyone just, oh, rolls their eyes. James says, "Here we go again." The other James, called James the Less, says, "You know what, guys, why are we fighting about this? Haven't we been with Jesus long enough to know that whatever he's going to do is nothing like we're going to expect?" And all the other disciples look at him like, "Who's that guy? Has he been with us the whole time?" Poor James the Less. All right, doesn't get a lot of face time in Scripture. All of this, by the way, all these conversations are happening right after all of them celebrate communion, that Passover meal with Jesus. I mean, talk about like ruining the moment there, right? Well, finally, Jesus pipes up. Jesus pipes up and he kind of reins them in, and he knows. He knows this is one of his last chances before he goes to be crucified. And so he takes this as his last chance to teach them that the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom that he is all about, they are two completely different things. I'm going to read you those words again from Matthew chapter 22. It says, "A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And Jesus said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles, they exercise lordship over them,'" the Gentiles, "'and those in authority over them are called benefactors.'" That's what they were all kind of hoping they would become, those benefactors. "'But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves." You see, in that room there that night, the disciples all kind of thought that this was like their moment. Like the moment they've all been waiting for. This is it, guys. Like, we know something's about to happen. This is our moment. We're going to get promoted. We're going to bump up to the good life. And I think that we get that. You can probably sense what that must have felt like in the room there. One of those moments in life that finally things are actually happening. Something you've been working for and chasing. It's finally here. And we get this, right? Because this is what life is like, right? We get those kinds of moments. In fact, you could say that our lives are actually a series of those kinds of moments. Good moments, great moments, moments where we feel like we're moving up. Like, yes, in high school, yes, I made the team. I've been working for this. I'm so excited. I finally made the team. Or yes, I got the letter. I got into the school that I wanted to get into. Yeah, yes, I passed that class, that really hard class. Nothing in life is going to be harder than that class that I just passed. Wow, just amazing. Yes, right, you remember the feeling? Maybe I graduated college. Right? Oh. Great feeling. Life is going to be a breeze now, right? Yes. Yes, I got engaged, right? Oh, this is what, my life is so good now. I've been wanting this for so long. Yes, we've been trying and trying and trying, and we are expecting, right? This is so great. Oh, our lives are complete now. Yes, I got that promotion. Yes, I got that raise. Yes, I'm finally retired. This is the good life, right? You know those kinds of moments, right? Those are good moments. You can probably reflect on your life. You can think of those kinds of times in your life where you're like, yes, I made it. This is the moment I've been waiting for. Those are good times. Happy moments, right? But you and I both know that those moments in our life, well, they're exactly that. Moments. Moments. Right? These kind of moments in our life, really, if we reflect about them, they're actually kind of few and far between, aren't they? We spend so much time chasing them and going after them, and then finally we get them and it's a great day, right? But the time in between those kinds of moments in our life, it's kind of far apart. Right? They're few and far between. And I think you and I both know that even when you get there, even when you hit that moment, things usually aren't as you really expected. In fact, those moments are often met with some disappointment. Yes, I made it on the team, but I got no court time, no play time, or I got injured and I'm out. Not going to happen. I got that job that I've been wanting for so long only to get let go. Got married only to get cheated on. Or I finally retired and I thought this was going to be full of traveling and doing all these kinds of things and seeing golf courses and beaches, but all I ended up seeing was hospital rooms. See, these kinds of moments in our lives, they're few and far between, and so often they actually end up letting us down. But this is why Jesus, there in that upper room that night, this is why he's trying to show these disciples who feel like they're in that kind of moment. This is why he's trying to show them, and actually why he's trying to show us, that there's more to life. So much more to our lives than these just simple moments. These short moments, momentary wins, momentary promotions, momentary recognition. See, that is actually what the kingdoms of this world are like. But the kingdom of Jesus, totally different. Completely different. See, we're used to living in a world where these kinds of moments are few and far between, but not so in the kingdom of Jesus. See, Jesus here is saying, open your eyes. Open your eyes and you'll see that in his kingdom, these kinds of moments are all around us, all the time. Because in the kingdom of Jesus, we live for different kinds of moments, better kinds of moments, moments where we get to love others, serve others, live for others. You see, you don't have to wait for your next big breakthrough in your life to do those kinds of things. No, no, no. In the kingdom of God, those kinds of moments are always right here, right in front of you. See, you could live like people do in this world, like we do in the kingdoms of this world, and chase after fleeting things. Promotions, paychecks, things that are there for a second and just as quickly can be taken away. See, or you can see that life's greatest moments, truly life's greatest moments, are always right in front of you. Every time, any time that you choose to love instead of hate. Any time that you choose to serve someone else instead of yourself. Any time you choose to hold your tongue instead of blurt out something super unkind. Anytime you choose to be generous instead of just hoard for yourself. Anytime that you choose to forgive instead of hold on to that grudge. That's it. That there is life's greatest moment, because that's exactly what the kingdom of God is all about. That's what Jesus is trying to say here. But he's not just saying it, he's about to show it. This is what Jesus is all about. Because after that last night, after that meal that he shared with his disciples there in that upper room, from there, Jesus went on to show what the kingdom of God is all about. And it looks exactly like a cross. Serving, loving, forgiving, even to the point of death. See, the cross, this is not Jesus earning a promotion or getting bumped up in life. No, no, no. This, the cross, is Jesus living and dying for you, to use that kind of moment so that he could actually change our lives. See, these kinds of moments, they are always right in front of us. Moments to forgive and love and serve. This is what Jesus is all about. This is what God is all about. May he open our eyes to see that this is what we are all about. To God alone be the glory. Amen.